Okay, greetings to our listeners. Today is Sunday, July 20th, 2014. It's about 1:40 in the afternoon. This is Chuck Ketchell sitting with Jan Ketchell, who is presently sitting calmly, cross-legged, going into a calm state of trance with her eyes closed. And we are preparing to do a channeling session with Salaf. I choose that name to address the evolved genie with, because that is the name that she has shared with us, was her given name upon her leaving physical form into her energetic form. And I have had the experience with many people who have dealt with loss of loved ones in physical form. And guided them to be able to continue the journey with their loved one in energetic form by allowing for the changes that happen when one leaves physical form. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to relinquish the tight hold on the familiar. And in this case, I am talking about even the name itself. And so I know the energy of Jeannie Salaf, and this is the way that I will address her in her evolved form. So, I am now going to pose some questions to Salaf. Early on, years ago, you shared with us, after you left this dimension, your experiences of rejuvenation. Of the rejuvenation of your energy being most important. And I'm wondering if at this time you could share how you go about rejuvenation at this level of your learning and getting comfortable in the environment in which you exist.
In the state that I exist in, I am free to wander as I choose. And yet I must still be aware of how I am using my energy, even as I instruct you also to do. And so, as I once told you, there are rooms of rejuvenation that I have access to, much like a retreat to a meditation center or the word spa keeps coming, but it's not the right word. I can't grasp the word. Or places of calm retreat, where one is invited to experience deep energetic renewal, where one is in solitary confinement that is neither solitary nor confinement, but gladly engaged in such places of retreat and renewal, there is great depths of silence, and yet there is not lack of awareness, nor is there lack of consciousness. There is, however, removal from all that one normally is attentive to. And so, all the busy lives that I attend to, I am detached from in these rooms of rejuvenation. For they are very important, even in the form of energy, such as I exist in. Constant renewal of energy is very important. If my energy is not renewed, then I don't have the strength to accomplish the deeds that I set out to perform and to aid people with. It takes great energy to connect there is always some part of me that is available, however, even though I have gone into retreat. For in the state that I am a multidimensional being. And as such, I can send my energy in many directions simultaneously. And so I can be available simultaneously to assist many different people or in many different situations. When I go into retreat to rejuvenate, I would say that 75% of my energy has withdrawn. And this seems to be enough. It's like charging a battery that is not totally depleted. And so in my recharging, I still have energy to use. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Salaf.
You're welcome.
I want to ask you about some of those deeds or efforts that you speak of. As I went to that question, however, what popped in my mind was the horrific situation that is happening in the Middle East at the present moment in Gaza, as well as the Ukraine. Major, major unrest and tragedy in the world. And I wonder, are you involved, are some of your efforts involved in helping in some form, or your group? How is that unrest and tragedy understood, and is it being worked with?
At this time, such turmoil is known to all of us working within my soul group and in other soul groups as well. There is great sadness among us. Our hearts weep. At both destruction and hatred and fear, at the violence in both of those areas that you speak of, in the Gaza and in Ukraine. I am not directly involved in either of those areas, though I know that much energy is being pressed upon the people, both upon those who are the perpetrators of violence and those who are suffering. And this pressure is pressure to stop, to change, to cease entitlement, ownership, leadership, and to switch to new values of oneness, friendliness, appreciation for all beings as conscious beings, rather than to continue tearing apart countries, families, and the earth itself with perceived needs and perceived entitlements and perceived desires. These are the figments of man's imagination. They are not the real issues of concern in life upon that earth, but they have become important. too important. From our viewpoint, there are similar rumblings in other parts of the world. There is discontent. There is greed. There is anger at the way man treats man, at the way people treat each other, at the anger and violence that erupt. The pressure that is being placed over these areas of the world is like giant hands pressing down. It is good energy, but in this pressure, there will also be destruction, because there can be no change without destruction. People will die, but out of this destruction is the intention for a different kind of change, such as never been experienced before, or at least not for a very, very long time. Attitudes must change. Entitlements must be let go. Many things must be released before true change can happen. But keep in mind that most people, once they have shooken the hand of their perceived enemy, realize that they are the same, that what has come between them does not exist when they share the same air, when they speak the same words, when they drop their fighting stances and simply exist as human beings side by side. There is such great potential in everyone. No one owns anything. That is what must be learned. No one can own anything. Peaceful coexistence will only happen when ownership is released from the tight grip it now holds over those areas of the world. Of course, there is ownership in many senses. And certain ownership is right. But the conflicts in these regions are incredibly intricate and those who are involved are no longer bound to the laws of human decency and love. And that is the main problem. Okay, that seems to be the answer.
Okay, well, thank you for your perspective. It is now 2:01, and we are closing this session for today with Chuck, Jan, and Salaf. Take care.